This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is now lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, Sayed Abbas Araghchi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities. The death toll in part of Germany's Rhineland state, home to the badly hit county, rose to 98. Another 43 were confirmed dead in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state. Belgium's National Crisis Center said that the country's confirmed death toll rose to 27. An official says that Martine Moise, the wife of Haiti's assassinated president who was injured in the July 7th attack at their private home, has returned to the Caribbean nation. Government spokesman Israel Kantav says Martine Moise arrived in Haiti Saturday following her release from a Miami hospital. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched around France Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccinations of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Macron this week announced sweeping measures to fight a rapid surge in new coronavirus cases, and which protesters say infringe on the freedoms of choice of those who do not want the COVID shot. The measure had already prompted demonstrations earlier this week, forcing the police to use tear gas to disperse protesters. South Korea's Olympic Committee says it has removed banners at the Olympic Athletes Village in Tokyo, which referred to a 16th century war between Korea and Japan. It followed an intervention from the International Olympic Committee, which saw them as provocative. In agreeing to take down the banners, the South Koreans said that they received a promise from the IOC that displaying of the Japanese rising sun flag will be banned at stadiums and other Olympic venues. The flag portrays a red sun with 16 rays extending outward. It is resented by many people in South Korea and other parts of Asia who see it as a symbol of Japan's wartime past. Former U.S. President Donald Trump issued three statements in 2 days claiming that voting fraud and irregularities cost him Arizona's electoral votes. Trump relied on his comments made by Thursday by contractors hired by state Senate Republicans to oversee a partisan review of the 2020 vote count, and which includes Metro Phoenix. The forensic audit, as Senate Republican leaders are calling the review, is overseen by Cyber Ninjas, a small computer security firm with no election experience before Trump began questioning the 2020 results. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met on Saturday with the Chinese foreign minister Wang Yi in Damascus. Wang is the most senior Chinese official to visit Damascus in years. Assad thanked China for its support. Syria is a strong ally of China in the Middle East. Syrian news agency reported that Wang and Assad discussed bilateral relations and further cooperation. Wang's visit came on the same day that Assad was sworn in for a fourth 7-year term. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.